Well, hello there, and welcome to 3 chapters from my new ebook, Maybelle's Cure for What Ails You. Ready? Here we go. Chapter 1. If you could be anything in the whole wide world. We were all sitting around a bonfire out back of my cottage. Vilma Yuch, Twindle Mumbly, Officer Stanley Penelope McBottom, Sybil Buchanan Hughes, Beanpole Starkman, Bogart, and me, when Vilma says, "If you could be anything in whole wide world, what would you be?" "In a whole wide world," Beanpole says. "Why, that's a pretty big place, Vilma." "Well, I know what I'd be," Sybil says, all upper crusty-like. "I'd be the Queen of England, only 60 years younger, with a face like Kate Blanchett, and my very own, very private secretary, Johnny Depp." Grrr. Oh, Sybil's growl makes me think of Bogart, who hardly ever growls anymore, now that his thought-voice synthesizer Tam-O-Shanter hat lets us all hear what he's thinking. And there he is, setting his big bear body down against a tree, taking it all in. "I'd be a wizard," Twindle says. "I'd turn the clocks back to when the oceans were clean and nobody went around blowing things up with people in 'em." Then Officer McBottom puts his big man arm around Vilma, and I just know he's going to say something that'll make me gag.
"Well, if I could be anything in the whole wide world, I would be the beat in Vilma's heart. That way," McBottom says, "I would never be without her."
Well, if Beanpole doesn't put two fingers down his own throat, Twindle turns the color of cranberries, and my supper makes a U-turn and runs back up my acidophilus, don't you know? Even Bogart, my bear, puts his paws over his ears. As for Vilma, why, she's beaming like the headlights on a brand new Mercedes. "Oh, Stanley, you can beat me any time." "Huh? Oh, I mean, be beat in my heart." Vilma can discombobulate the English language better than anybody. Then she plants a kiss on McBottom so hard his lips swell like inner tubes. And if Twindle doesn't start calling the paramedics on his raspberry, a blackberry, don't you know? "Put that thing down, Twindle," I tell him. "McBottom's in heaven." Well, that's all Officer McBee can say, now that Vilma has his heart in a twist. Bogart gets up, turns on his thought-voice synthesizer Tam-O-Shanter hat, and says,
"I would be Bogart the Bear. Mama Maybelle would love me, and so would all my friends sitting with me around a bonfire."
"But Bogart," Vilma says, all soft-like, "that's what you are right now." Well, if he doesn't give out a growl that shakes all the stars in the sky, then plunks himself right down next to old Maybelle. And now the bonfire is sparkin' and a-glowin', and Sybil throws 3 full yards of black shawl around her shoulders and looks me straight in the eye. "Maybelline, it's your turn." "Well, if I could be anything in the whole wide world, I would be peace."
Maybelle's Cure for What Ails You is written and voiced by Geraldine Creighton, engineered by Ian Pay, right here in Haliburton County.